This is John Batchelor, conversation with Harvard historian Serhii Plokhii. His book is very helpful to understand the conflict in Ukraine, the Russo-Ukrainian War, the return of history. It is a very careful explanation of all that has gone between these two countries for centuries, for generations, for the 21st century. In this particular exchange, Professor Plokhii makes it very clear this is not a war with Russia. This is a decision made by one man that there is no democracy then in February of 22. There's no democracy now. There was no democracy at the turn of the century when the assumption was, with the Soviets gone, Russia, capitalist state, would move towards democracy. It is, according to the professor, a dictatorship. And here he explains who is the dictator. Nothing has changed since February of 22. Serhii Plokhii, professor at Harvard University. The book is The Russo-Ukrainian War, The Return of History. More of this later tonight.
What happened on the night of February 23rd, 2014, certainly demonstrates very clearly that Russia today, even Russia back in 2014, 9 years ago, was anything but a democracy. And if you look closer at the story of that meeting, the story how it was retold a number of times by Vladimir Putin itself, it's not just the decision made by the leader of the country and a small group of the security officials. It's really a decision made by one man, and that was Vladimir Putin. So people there were not to advise him on the decision. People there were to advise him on how that decision that he had made had to be implemented. So we are dealing really with dictatorship today, and this is a story of the transformation of Russia from the times of the August coup in 1991, when Boris Yeltsin was on the tank defending what everyone believed was Russian democracy. And a few years later, really a little bit more than 2 years, he ordered his tanks to fire the very same building of the Russian parliament that he defended. That was the fall of 93, and a few months later, a new super presidential constitution was proposed to the Russian public, approved, and that became the foundational, the legal base for the dictatorial powers of Vladimir Putin that we have today.